うるせえバーカ
バカバカ
バーカ
ブワーカ。
What's up, dog? Good with y'all, man.
Living lavish.
Big chillin'.
Big chillin', big chillin'. Baka talks, man. BTP. Holding it down.
Don't ever say that again.
Now, Baka Talks episode 18, man. 18. We almost to episode 20, man. Season 2 is almost a wrap. Good to be back with the dogs, man. But too bad we got to shit on Nintendo the entire time for the next, like, hour. So,
oh, yeah.
Loki deserved, though.
Belt to ass.
Now,
that's
Loki
what I say.
We're Loki about to shit on these niggas. I'm not even going to lie. But before we do that, what y'all been up to recently, man? What's new with y'all?
Trying to get my rank back up in Marvel Rivals.
Yeah,
getting slaughtered in that mode.
Season two? Season two just dropped. Be on the lookout for
season
content.
Season two. On
that. Valid, bro.
We definitely on that.
Good. Playing Repo too, bro. Repo's been fire. Just gaming with the homies. Chilling. Chilling with the fam, bro.
I actually commit the purchase on that because then I got to download a mod and then I got to be like, I hate mods nowadays. They've been blowing me.
Nah,
yeah, there has
so
been
fun,
a lot
bro.
Recently. It's mostly with the indie games.
Yeah.
I've been chilling though. I've been watching a lot of the new releases and things like that. I still haven't watched Lazarus yet, but Devil May Cry. Watch all 8 episodes. Fire.
I'm on episode, I think I'm about to be on 6. I'm about to be on episode 6 of that show.
That shit is, it's really good.
That shit's tough.
News, bro. The hardcore DMC fans have been hating that shit.
What?
But a lot of them are mad because it's not canon or something. From what I heard.
Yeah.
It's not what,
though. Shit Dante. Is fire, though. I don't even care, bro. I don't.
Yeah,
I heard the villain is nice. I heard the villain's really
it
good.
Is. It's really good, compelling story. Besides them making the demons POCs, pretty much they're just it's kind
yeah.
Of crazy.
I mean, like no crazy. Spoilers, no spoilers. But like the bunny dude is like, is he?
They're
canon?
Immigrants, pretty much. You'll see when you watch it. It's
that's kind of crazy.
Immigrants from that the sounds... demon world. It's.
And then they got what's that blob from the monster movie Monster versus Aliens? They got
Bob,
that one.
His name is Bob.
They got Bob the Blob in there.
I'm dead. I didn't even notice that.
I saw they had Asmongold in there too. His fucking dumbass in that shit.
Who?
Asmongold, the YouTuber.
They did.
They had like a streamer nigga in there. And he would look exactly like Aslan, was missing a tooth, same hair, everything.
I didn't even peep that, bro. What the fuck?
I'm dead as fuck.
I saw him react to that shit. I don't be watching him like that, but it was on Twitter.
Interesting. And I saw
he was saying
fuck
that.
That nigga, man.
I did watch Lazarus episode 1. That shit was gas. So I got high hopes for that. It's only on like Max.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And then I just finished Free Run 2. Banger! It took all my votes for anime of the year and things like
that. Yeah, I wanted to ask y'all that. Did y'all vote yet?
Yep.
Nah.
Yeah.
You should, bro. There's some good stuff on there.
I voted. I voted like one day. Is it like multiple days of voting? Or is it just
one day? Yeah, I think you have until like a deadline.
Right. Okay. So like I did vote, but like was those the only options?
Once you vote, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah, those were the only options.
Oh. Okay.
Would you vote for Song of the Year, man? I guess there's two song categories. It was Anime Song of the Year, and then there was Best Opening.
I forgot.
Who was the runner-up for that? Solo Leveling was one.
There was Solo, Frieren, Mashle. Actually, I don't know about Frieren. I know Solo,
Mashle,
Dandadan.
Ooh, Dondadon's in there?
Yeah, man.
Oh, hell no.
I know I voted for Mashle for sure.
Mashle. Should I vote right now?
I gave it to Mashle too.
I'm voting right now. Anime of the year?
You already, bro. You haven't. Have you seen Freeman, bro? Do not vote without watching that, bro. Please do not vote without watching. Wait,
when are they doing the announcements for the awards?
I think it's next week.
It's next week.
Solo Leveling.
Don't vote Solo, bro. That's recency bias.
I didn't vote. It's not. That shit was fire.
It was good, but bro, I'm telling you, the stuff on that list, all bangers. I think
I'll take a look at this later.
We can maybe next episode or maybe like a short vid, we can talk about our votes and stuff.
No,
go through.
Freeman is sweeping.
Oh, God, it is.
It's about to sweep.
Now, I've seen clips of Freerun. That shit does look like insane.
Tyler, the animation through the entire two seasons doesn't falter at all. It's crazy. Like, it's the same quality the entire.
It's just two cores, but it's one season.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, it is.
Season two's coming out. No, next year. Season two's coming out next year.
Damn.
And the manga's still ongoing, too.
Was it like 24 episodes?
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's like around there. Bro, I finished all of Mushoku Tensei finally. I got thoughts. I can't help but just be mad. I like Mushoku Tensei for what it is. There's definitely some gripes.
That Gunner shit is crazy.
Yeah, that nigga's a fucking horn dog. But the story outside of him being a horn dog is fine. If they gave the beginning after the end that type of animation budget, bro.
They are doing it so dirty, bro. I've seen the clip.
I said it.
I was trying to stay optimistic, bro. Usually when you have those shows, though, they start off like really good, like animation, and then they like get mid as the show goes on. I was expecting that. They didn't even try the first two episodes. That's crazy.
Damn.
The second episode is a slideshow. It's worse than Record of Ragnarok.
It's worse than Blue Lock too. Way worse.
No way.
Yes.
It's sad, bro.
They gave it the little PNG treatment.
Badly.
So that's why I was saying, bro, everything outside of Solo Leveling and Tower of God season one, we might be cooked. Like ORV, Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint might be cooked.
it might be, bro. They're doing these manhwa dirty. In my
hella dirty. And apparently
they do it on purpose.
Feels like it. Not gonna lie.
Apparently the author for the beginning after the end chose the studio. Apparently there's like an interview out there. And apparently he chose what studio he wanted to do it. Turtle Me, the author. Turtle Me. Yeah, he said he chose that shit. And I said it. I went online, did my research. The studio who's in charge of that shit. Bunch of ass isekais. Fucking sorry, bro. And like the beginning after the end and Mushoku have like similar, like
very similar story beats for sure.
Yeah, but it's a lot different than Mushoku. Like just like the beginning when they're both babies is similar. Everything after like the first like 2-3 chapters is completely different though. So just read that shit. ORV's been gassed. I've been reading that. I just hit 100 chapters on that. And then what else have I been fucking doing? I think that's really it. Talking shit about Nintendo online because I'm just fucking angry.
He's been going ham on Twitter.
Bro, it's just embarrassing at this point to me. They just don't understand. But we'll get into it in a little bit. But this whole situation with the Switch to me is just showing what the future of gaming is unfortunately going to be like, man.
Bro, we have a choice. We have a choice. Niggas just don't.
We have a choice
to not buy the shit and then send a message, bro.
Because people are not going to not buy the Switch 2 to not play their favorite games or games they've been waiting to play.
Yeah, the advertisement for it.
Unfortunately, like the Pokemon community. Doesn't matter how shit the game looks or how expensive it's going to be. People are going to play that because it's Pokemon. And they've been waiting, bro.
Salivating.
Same thing with Mario fans, bro.
Yeah, well, Mario's going to be like $80. Yeah.
They I think Mario everything's going to be $80 to $90.
Yeah.
Might as well just get into it. So they had their Nintendo Direct last week unveiled the Switch 2. And I was asleep during like the actual live stream. So when I woke up and went to work, everything had already dropped. And I'm just seeing just hella shit online. And I'm just like, I didn't see the game price yet. I'm just seeing like one set 120 FPS, 1080p, 7.9 inch display. You can use the Joy-Con as a fucking mouse, the built-in Discord, the fucking, all the cool shit. There's hella cool features with the Switch 2. Like the Switch 2 itself, the console itself, is cool as fuck. I'm not even gonna lie.
Facts.
Like it's cool as shit. But then, like, I heard that everything leading up to the end, when they finally started dropping price points, everyone was geeking in the chat. And then nonstop, when they revealed that the price for the games are going to be $80 digitally and then $90 physical.
Crazy word.
In store. So niggas were just nonstop in the chat, drop the price, drop the price, drop the price. What the fuck? This nigga's nonstop. Like, there's VODs online. Niggas nonstop during the direct stream just spazzing in the chat.
Yeah.
Drop the price, drop the price, drop the price. Like, because I don't think the console itself is priced bad. Like, the last Switch was like 300.
How much this is
one, it's 450.
450?
But won't it? It might increase because of the tariffs and shit, right?
We have to see.
That shit gonna be like 500, 550,
I'm,
bro.
I'm
watch,
not buying this
watch,
shit. I
watch, bro.
You, I'm not.
I'm dropping watch. A tariff
one, on one, that. Yeah, I wish. I feel like it's easier to get it out to them, though, as well. It's domestic. They don't have to ship shit. But
they even brought back GameCube games, bro. There's backward compatibility. There's upgrades for like Zelda and other games, and it's just I don't know, bro. It just makes me fucking angry, bro. Because I'm just like, why? They didn't even go to 70, bro. We were at $70 for a year. Literally last year was $70, and then boom, Nintendo's dropping a new console. $80, $90. You want to play Pokemon? $80. You want to play Mario Kart? $80. Not even the deluxe edition. Not even the ultimate edition. Base level value.
I'm boycotting. I promise you, I'm boycotting.
It's
I'm not
possible that
it.
They're doing that because they know not too many people are going to be buying the game as far as their sailing goes for when they did like Switch before, like when they did Mario Kart, they didn't really advertise too much with it, or they didn't like add too much content to the other games that they had on there. Like Mario Kart got like what content like a year ago, and it's been
they've been
for,
dropping they like, they've been dropping drops. Steady DLC, yeah, like throughout the year, they'll drop like a map pack or two.
Okay,
the problem though I have with this, bro. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Are they going to make it like online everywhere? Like you can just take it and you just be online?
As long as you have an internet connection, I would assume so, yeah.
I wish they could just have a built-in Wi-Fi. See, you know, that's what would make a console really, really worth it.
Oh, you would need data. You could do that. You just have to talk to your provider. Because the Vita had that.
Mobile hotspots.
You just have to have data on there because there's you just connect the internet anywhere you go on the Switch. That's not an issue. The issue would be like actually getting a data plan for your Switch. That's
or strength and quality and like a Wi-Fi hotspot. Like Xfinity has Wi-Fi hotspots everywhere if you have Xfinity.
I think the
DS. I didn't even know you can do that.
No,
the data
DS
shit.
Yeah,
me either.
Handhelds are
like
big.
What?
Handhelds are big in Japan, so them having that option. Like, niggas will play on the way to the train and shit.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe came out April 28th, 2017.
Damn.
If you go on the Nintendo store, I just bought Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for my son like a month ago. I paid $60 for that shit. And that game's almost
full
10
price.
Years old,
no
bro.
DLC?
Yeah, that shit full price.
Mario Bros. Wii, whatever the fuck it's called. Mario Bros. The Wii U one. Still $60.
No way. Yeah. No way.
That's Breath of the Wild.
Bro, Nintendo games do not drop their price, bro, for shit.
They don't.
They are about their money.
And
bro.
That's the problem, bro. They're so exclusive
stingy.
That they can do it. That yeah. is the issue.
They don't. Even the old school Mario Party games from like 2015, 2014, $60.
The it says here the Nintendo Switch 2 plus the Mario Kart World Bundle will be $49.99.
You're not in your camera, by the way.
Oh,
there you go.
But yeah, did you guys hear me?
Yeah,
we heard you.
That's crazy.
So it's gonna be a flat 500, pretty much, or not a flat 500 because it's gonna be double that tax on that shit. So it's gonna be like a 550. I'm gonna say for real, it's gonna be like a good 550, maybe.
And realistically, that's better value than buying that shit by itself. Buying Mario Kart by itself.
Oh yeah, for Mario Kart, but you still gotta buy Pokemon. You still gotta upgrade your Tears of the Kingdom, all that shit, if you want to play it on higher resolution and shit.
Did they not do free upgrades?
No, you have to pay to upgrade the game to the Switch 2 version because they're like key cards now. It's crazy, bro.
Nah, that's bullshit, bro.
If you don't already have Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild, then you have to pay $70.
Yeah, you just pay the full price.
But if you do, you pay like $10, or if you have like this Nintendo Switch Online Plus, some like crazy
membership. Oh yeah, I think the Plus.
Bro. You can upgrade for free.
It's probably
see what they're doing, bro.
Yeah, they said no more $3 subscription. We're gonna hit y'all with a 14. We're gonna hit y'all with the same one, Xbox and PlayStation. I don't know the real cost, but I'm gonna guess it's gonna be like $10 for the premium shit.
Okay, first of all, I'm gonna say this: Xbox fucked everybody. With the paying to play online bullshit, because like, why was that ever a thing?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's the dumbest shit ever. And now, Nintendo is like, oh, you guys want to play online? Plus, you want backwards compatibility for your games, or you want to play an old game on your Switch? You got to pay more money to do that. Instead of just
Let's hope it's like a $2 increase, and it's like, okay, it's a $5. Situation that better. That's better.
Pay anything at all. I agree. Have to pay at all.
I agree.
Is it going to be a monthly thing?
Yeah. I mean, they already got
now. Is already a monthly thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just very cheap.
Or more than $10.
Yeah. Right now it's $10.
Yeah. See, just like I guessed.
Dude, fuck Xbox, bro.
Okay. Let's slow down now. Let's slow down a little. Don't be hating on the box now.
Nah. Y'all just got a W with the Steam shit. That's it.
Oh God, bro.
Steam shit and Game Pass saved the fuck out of y'all.
Yeah.
If Game Pass didn't exist, y'all would be done, bro.
This is the thing though. Going back, people are gonna definitely buy it. I'm buying it. I know Tyler's buying it.
I'm not buying that shit.
I gotta play Pokemon, bro, and Mario Kart were fiends, bro.
Their IPs are literally god tier.
I don't know.
Switch. Do you realize the original Switch is the best selling console of all time? It's not the PlayStation. It's not the Xbox.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
That's not surprising though.
Yeah, it's cheaper and it does like a unique thing. I don't.
You can
that.
Play it handheld, take it on the go. Plus, you can plug it into a TV. It's very versatile, so that makes a lot of sense to me.
Like it's gonna get sales
and IPs like you
kids,
said.
All the kids playing and shit too.
Mm-hmm. For the casual gamer that doesn't really keep up with like the news like we do, and like still want to buy shit in store because there's still people that want hard physical shit. But the thing is, you don't even own the game.
No, you'd be surprised.
You buy it physically, you don't even own it.
You'd be surprised. Like the normies, I think it's more like niggas that really are into gaming will go and buy physical. Unless it's like a mom or dad, maybe they'll think shit's old and be like $90. Like most casuals, they'll just go on the store now just because how like Apple Store, Steam Store, everything's digital.
Could you imagine when we were like 12, 13.
Asking for a game though.
Going in store with your parents, going to Walmart, going to GameStop, going to Best Buy, and you ask your mom to buy you Pokemon, and she looks at the price and sees that shit is $90. You think she's buying you that shit?
That's a straight up no, bro. No hesitation.
My daughter's like, because I'm a gamer. She's older.
But she would get it. But like the older generation of parents where they ain't have gaming like we do, bro, asking my parents when I was a kid to buy like a $40 game, a $20 game, was a lot. $60
it,
was yeah, like
when it got to 60, it was
you might need to wait till Christmas, big fella. Yeah, you gonna have to wait till Christmas or birthday.
Miss. I got
or you,
lucky.
Or like you gonna have to do some shit, bro. Bro. Yeah, nah. Pokemon back in the day was expensive, bro.
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say that same
even if
thing.
You buy it used, if you like game, like the little Game Boy cartridges were expensive, bro.
I remember buying Soul Silver on day one. My dad took me to GameStop because that was back when he used to game and shit a lot. And I bought Soul Silver on release. That shit was $60 for a DS.
Yes,
game,
bro. That's what I'm saying.
My dad was looking at me like, what this. The fuck, nigga?
It's been like this, and it's crazy. It's
fuck no.
Absolutely insane. So, actually, now that we're reminiscing, it's making a lot more sense on why everything's like, because even before then, 60 was way above like regular standard, and it was a handheld game, bro. For back then, when did Soul Silver drop?
Well, Soul Silver dropped in like what, 2009?
So games were starting to get up there in terms of like the prices.
I'm gonna say 2009.
I'm looking it up. Soul Silver release date. Hard Gold Soul Silver came out September 12, 2009.
Damn, look at me with the knowledge, bro. Holy shit.
Wow.
But nah, bro. What
crazy, were game
man.
Prices back then? Did that match?
No. Was that PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 era?
I feel like it was.
Because I think that was they were 62 at that point.
Yeah, they were still 62.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But that's a handheld. It doesn't even do anything else but play handheld games. And it was 60, bro.
It's Nintendo, bro.
I've been seeing people like defend Nintendo Online, and I get it. It's a business.
Do you think they're not bringing Smash Bros. Back?
No. They might not. They might not, because they want people to still play Ultimate. If they brought back Melee on that shit, it would be insane. Because
I think they should do another. Because
they're giving games online with the GameCube, so you can play Soul Calibur 2 online when that shit drops. So if they did Melee, nigga, like redid Melee, and you can, there's online capabilities. Niggas don't need mods.
From what Sakurai said that Ultimate was the last one. Because Sora getting added was like a big deal. Like, I don't know if you guys like kept up with Smash throughout the years. Like, Sora's been trying to get, they've been trying to add Sora and Smash for decades, nigga. And the fact that they finally got Disney to like do that, like that was like Sakurai's boom, this is the grand finale type shit. Like, he was done. Because that roster's huge. Humongous, bro. Because if you make a new game, you got to add all of them in it, and that's you have to go through all the rights issues again. And then on top of that, you want to add new niggas on top of that. So yeah, it's
well with their game being as much of a success as it is. Do you think it's going to be hard?
You like think it's free?
It's really going to be that hard to get rights at this point? Yes. Like with the Switch, with the Switch 2?
Yeah, because all the collab characters too that are on Ultimate right now that. Like Ryu and Ken coming back, they probably had to pay Capcom a bit for that. Tekken, they got what's his face, so they would have to redo the game and then redo their next DLC. I mean, I think it's fine though; they're basically a fighting game, so. But do they make that money for that?
And it's a generational game.
Who knows?
And then you got to think about the companies who are gonna want to do that, or like who are skeptical. They're gonna be like. Go back to the price point. Like, your guys' game is expensive as fuck, first of all. Like, how many people are really going to buy this? Let's be real. You know, especially if people are trying to boycott, like people are saying, you know?
I'm doing it. Fuck them.
I don't think it's going to matter, bro, because Japan's not even paying what we're paying. They're paying $100 less. I'm sure people on the other in other countries are paying less than what we're going to be paying. So
for
it's
for really, sure paying the highest price, bro.
Yeah, it's the US, bro. US and Canada. Canada's getting affected by default too. Because of
I'm
us.
Pretty sure because of us, yeah. Because of us. Shout out to inflation and tariffs.
They halted pre-orders for US and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-orders were supposed to start, I believe, next month, this month. And they halted that until further notice. Because the console drops June 5th, apparently. So it comes out in like 2 months, 3 months.
I mean, I think you got something there, though. You are right about Japan, like Japan, they're always gonna buy, and that's their main market anyway. So I don't know how much our boycott would mean to them or what.
Exactly, like, they don't give a fuck.
We are a huge market. We are, like, globally, we are one of the biggest gaming markets. But at the same time, if they can get all of Japan to buy their shit and play their shit, I don't think they're
gonna. And China,
And any place other than the U.S., as long as their sales are good, they're not gonna care about what we have to say.
Because
they're going to be like, people in other countries are buying it. Why can't y'all buy it?
It's sad, gonna be like, too, bro, because like the new Donkey Kong was cool. The new Kirby.
It does look cool. I did see that.
Kirby.
They're at the, they're broke. Nintendo has an exclusive FromSoft Souls like game coming.
A PvP.
Oh, I did see that. I seen that.
It sounds interesting, too.
Like, it looks like a Bloodborne ripoff, but it's not Bloodborne. But it looks like it could be in the Bloodborne universe. Like, they got Cyberpunk coming. I think Elden Ring might be coming, if I'm not mistaken. Like, they have hella shit coming.
I think so. Bro.
Because it can run, like, PS4 level type specs is pretty much what they're comparing it to. It's like a handheld PS4 is what they're saying, internally.
A worse Steam Deck, pretty much.
And I was going to get to that next. Like, everyone online is saying, God, like,
talk to Kirby.
I can just get a Steam Deck.
Had it on me, bro.
I can get a Steam Deck and just get an emulator and play all these games there. And I'm like,
just fucking.
Logically, you're not wrong. Legally, you know, I'm not really one to like say do that shit. You know what I'm saying? But they're not making it easy for niggas to like not do that. At the
you'll probably
time.
Be able to only get one game a year, like shit. Unless you like big timing,
especially kids, bro.
Yeah,
I'm not even saying like, Nintendo's not even innovative either. Because like, aside from like Pokemon over the last like 10 years, everything else Nintendo's been doing has been fine. Xenoblade is fire. Zelda's fucking peaks. Like, part of the greatest game Nintendo's fucking made was Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, in my opinion. And then, you know, fucking the other Kirby games, Mario Odyssey. Shit like that. Like, Nintendo be cooking, but it's because they know that we can't get this type of shit elsewhere. They just think that they could just grab us by our fucking shirts and shit and just us fucking shit.
They're like bullies, bro, asking for our lunch money, bro.
I mean, how,
and instead of our lunch money, it's our entire fucking income.
How true is that, though?
It's gonna create a snowball effect, bro.
How true is that, though? Because what won Game of the Year last year? And it was a platformer. I mean, there's games that could drop. It's just,
some dumbass game.
It is true, though. Like, you're not going to get a Pokemon Arrows. Yeah, Astro.
Yeah, bro, Astro Man.
Niggas still.
I was still confused about that.
It's a good game, though. Will can attest. I've seen people play it, and
it can be a good game. That's not Game of the Year worthy. I'm sorry.
This is the thing.
What makes Game of the
Year? God of War was a good game.
Yeah, but
not a good Game of the Year.
If you see Nintendo, one of the biggest gaming monarchs in the history of the fucking world. And they're the first ones. They're not even, it's not like fucking Activision did it first. Activision made their game free this year because they know Call of Duty shit. They knew
that's one. That's something else, though. That's because, yeah, their game is shit and people don't want to play it anymore. Like,
there's all these other companies, but Nintendo, of all people, doing that shit, Rockstar's licking their chops right now. Rockstar already wanted us to pay while we play GTA 6 because they don't think a fixed price point of $60 to $70 justifies what it took for them to build this game over the last 10 plus years. And I'm like,
they're on some Ready Player One shit, man.
That game's $70, bro.
They said that shit was going to be over 100.
They wanted, bro. So I think it was a CEO or someone high up in Rockstar had said some shit like he wants players to pay as they play.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't
I
think
did hear that
one
too.
Time, he doesn't think a one time purchase. Like, a one-time purchase justifies the quality of the game.
Yeah, I'm not doing that either. I'm not paying to play online, plus paying more money to play the actual game online for continuous months.
See what Ubisoft has been doing. Ubisoft has been scums of the earth in terms of, like, games, bro. Oh, what they've been doing with the subscriptions and all that shit. They were trying to pull out their ass. Like, they had IPs that we really wanted to play like that. Like, nigga, aside from Assassin's Creed and X Defiant for the first month, the fuck else are they doing? Where's Tom Clancy's shit at?
They're doing Siege X, if you guys have heard of that already.
Nah, what is that?
So basically they're like adding Siege 2. No, not necessarily, just like an update to Siege itself, like a grand update. I guess they're like they're up in the graphics. They're doing some work to the movement, and basically, yeah, they're just doing a lot of things spectrally wise. So
I don't know, the state of gaming, we already knew when it went up to 70 last year, we already knew that like this was the beginning of the end.
And I don't think it's gonna, it just like, kind of madflation, I guess, makes sense. Some games being 70, ass for sure.
PS6.
Next gen games don't even be next gen for real, bro.
Imagine like, when the PS6 come out.
No one's buying that.
First of all, Xbox has that console is going to be $700. Their games are probably going to be $80.
Yeah.
$90.
That console's going to be.
The controllers are going to be $120.
Bro, think about that, bro. Think about, you got to buy a Switch, you got to buy new Joy-Cons because the old Joy-Cons aren't going to work. So if you want to play with homies, you have more than two people you want to play with, you got to buy like four Joy-Cons. Joy-Cons are like $80. You got to buy fucking games. So you're buying Mario. I mean, I guess Mario's the only launch title they're going to have. You want to update Zelda, you never played Zelda, you want to fucking play the upgraded version, that's $70 right there. You want to play Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, $70. That's $140 between those two games right there. Like, bro, that, you got to take out a fucking loan to game now, it seems like, bro. You got to go to the bank, take out a loan. What's the loan for, sir? I'm about to go buy, like, three Switch games.
Wow.
Do you think that's financially stable right now? Do you think you can afford
I don't
that?
Give a fuck. In this economy, I don't care.
I need How it. Many months do you think it'll take you to pay that off?
Nigga, eggs are $8, $9.
What's not expensive in this economy right now? Let me just say that.
My rent's going up in like 2 months, 3 months.
Price of eggs were supposed to drop come January. I heard, that's what I heard, but you know.
I'm not even going to get into that, bro, because them niggas have been mad quiet ever since all this tariff shit has been fucking being talked about. Got that nigga Aiden Ross defending losing $10 million. That nigga lost $10 million. He's defending that shit. Like, bro, this tariff shit is legit, bro. Like, they're looking at it years down the line, and I get that. I understand that. But no, I'm talking
not
right
even,
now,
bro. We're literally about to go into recession, bro. And then niggas bought into new stocks because they were low as fuck. He swindled niggas. That's what he did.
It's sad, bro. It's really sad. And, like, for the people that are defending Nintendo, bro, I get it. I get it, man.
I get it.
I get it, bro. But you can't logically look at me with a straight face and tell me Pokemon is worth $80. And I love Pokemon.
Hell no, baby. I love Pokemon, too.
I adore Pokemon. I fuck with Mario. Sonic's better, but I fuck with Mario. Can't tell me a Mario game's worth $80, nigga. I was watching Mario Kart World, the open world shit.
Gun to your head right now. Do you think Mario Party's worth $80, nigga? And blow my brains out. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
There's nowhere.
Yeah, are we cooked, man? Is gaming cooked?
Pricing definitely is good. Gaming's chilling. It's just the pricing of shit.
Gaming is peak right now, but yeah, the pricing is. It might make gaming cook. It's making gaming like an extreme luxury at this point.
Literally.
Like, it already has been.
The GPU prices kinda. Going. Nvidia making our GPU prices go up, so it takes an arm and a leg just for that one piece in your computer to build.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's like all these prices are going stupid.
It's like good luck building a computer now.
Or you might be
good luck building a computer now, man.
Literally.
Yeah, I think we're cooked, man. I think it's
over. We have to see post Switch launch. We have to see what the other big studios do. Indie games are gonna be fine. I don't think any of these independent.
They might be on the rise with Xbox, bro. I'm telling you. Steam's gonna change the landscape with being on Xbox. Yeah,
giving more access to people to play those games for sure.
Definitely. Like if console had access to Schedule 1, bro, those numbers are through the roof.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just fucking insane, bro.
So who knows? Shit might like increase, and then more niggas with passion will just become indie, drop their game on Steam, watch it do numbers because it's like $20 to play. Maybe probably online features, play with your niggas. People will mod it. They'll find a way. If this new Xbox has Steam, they'll find a way to mod that shit.
Yeah.
So and until they address this whole tariff situation, we're not gonna be able to pre-order.
Oh yeah, computer. You probably won't even be able to build a computer after that shit goes through, bro.
Yeah, definitely not.
Because a lot of parts come from China, bro. So.
It's over with.
Shit, man. Yep.
Every nigga that
this is America.
Is this the worst console reveal of all time?
No.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I think so.
What's,
why? What's other worse? Than the pricing? Why? The only bad thing was the pricing.
I would say them doubling down on Xbox was tragic.
What do you mean?
Xbox.
When they bought Activision?
Well, no. That was a move on Call of Duty's part to buy, like, for them to do that, because Call of Duty, I guess they probably could see that from a mile away, that game was going downhill. They need to hop on a different ship before they go completely bankrupt and shit, because ain't no way, man.
What was that little handheld PlayStation drop?
The newest one. That wasn't
Vita?
That just got
no, not the Vita. There was something else. There was something else after that.
Before the Vita, I know which one you're talking about. The
no,
slim,
after
it's like a slim. Yeah, it's a slim.
With the little
with the screen. I know exactly.
But it wasn't a Vita. Yeah, it wasn't a PSP.
You're talking about,
I don't
that
think
came
that
out
was the worst though.
Because it started off bad, but then they made it so that you don't have to be, because before you had to be next to the PlayStation in like a specific proximity. To the
yeah.
But now you can just use that shit wherever. Because Kobe bought one and Troy has one too.
Wait, what? No, he's not talking about Vita though.
Yeah, no, he's talking about the most recent shit, the little screen share shit where you could play your PlayStation 5 game.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that little shit.
Yeah. The release for it was weird because you had to be in close proximity to the PlayStation for it to work, but now you don't have to.
Yeah, I didn't know they changed that. Yeah, I didn't know they changed that.
Bro, someone said people buy Nintendo consoles for Nintendo games, so suggesting people don't buy a Switch 2 and instead buy a different, cheaper device is a bit like saying you could get that car, but have you seen the price of fridges?
That's crazy.
No, it isn't.
That is crazy.
Actually, yeah, I guess because it's a totally different topic. Yeah, I could see that.
Pre-orders are supposed to be 2 days ago, too, by the way. They're supposed to start 2 days ago. Not like my broke ass could have got one, but
nah, dead ass. I'm not pre-ordering one.
And that argument pisses me off too. Niggas are like, bro, if you're not happy with it, don't buy one. Like, nigga, we want to buy one because these games aren't gonna be on Switch 1, bro. Pokemon on Switch 2 is not gonna be the same.
Oh, no, Damon X Machina is coming out too.
So what's gonna be the play here? Like, I'm should I buying. Just sell my Switch and all the shit that's on it and
with
it?
Yeah,
GameStop.
There is for
it,
sure, but like I might as well
I
just
do
that, right?
Do that,
like,
yeah.
There's not gonna be any point of me having this old Switch,
right?
Because you'll just pay online anyways to convert the games.
I got a Switch Lite too. I got a Switch Lite, so if I want to play these old games, I got that shit.
Switch Lite.
I just need it. I just need it for Pokemon, bro. I just need to transfer my Pokemon.
You sound like a fucking
transfer
fiend.
Them to the new game. That's all I gotta
like
do.
An addict, bro.
Right now,
I just gotta play. I just gotta Mega Charizard.
You don't understand. A Switch app playing my Switch at work, bro. When I worked at Sprint, when I worked at T-Mobile, even working from home now, most convenient console to just be playing while you're doing shit, bro. So
I hear you.
So,
I hear you, man.
Bro, at one of my old jobs. It was a little desk job, bro. And I would just be sitting in the chair. I would have the Joy-Cons in my little hoodie pocket.
Undead.
And I had the Switch like all the way down under my feet, bro. I'd just be chilling like this.
That's so smart,
it, bro,
though.
Down,
that is so smart. Chilling,
looking up at the screen every now and then.
Y'all play Hollow Knight?
Nah.
I don't know what that
is. Before. I played it before.
Niggas were waiting for a Silk song to get announced, and they like announced it during the direct, like for like 25 seconds, bro. Didn't even give it like a trailer, but just put it in like upcoming games coming. Just put Silk song. Niggas started going fuck crazy.
Yeah,
it's all it takes. Like, bro.
We don't really got nothing on that, but we know we're gonna do it.
It's all it takes.
They're putting Sonic X Shadow Generation on Switch 2, fully optimized and enhanced.
Bro, the enhanced graphics don't even look that crazy.
It's not even old.
It's because we're used to the new shit now.
I don't know.
We're past that whole 120 frames PlayStation 4
type quality. The upgrade just didn't like affect much compared to like I think what it's gonna affect the most is like obviously the fluidity of a lot of the games on Nintendo and stuff. But it didn't look that crazy with Breath of the Wild, which I goes to their art direction. They're smart for the art being the way it is. Because the graphics
their camera really looks like fucking dog shit too.
Sounds like dog shit too.
Breath of the Wild?
Nah, there's webcam.
They have like a built-in Discord system now. It's not Discord, but it's like a Nintendo chat where you can like, just like Discord, you can stream your game, people can watch, you can chat, all that shit.
You can green screen yourself.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but the quality's trash.
Yeah, it's like 480p.
PlayStation has that with their camera. Terry, where it's got like a built-in green screen.
Oh, my fault.
You're good.
The green screen sucks with the camera.
Yeah. And then the audio on like that shit is ass.
I'm using PlayStation camera right now on my fucking laptop. It's funny.
Yeah, but you can green screen yourself.
Yeah,
have you tried
that? The dock even has cooling. No, I haven't tried that yet. But the dock even has cooling now. Smart. So like the Switch gets cooled while it's running to help with.
Thank God, bro, because this Switch would get hot as shit, bro.
Yeah, motherfucker, would
blow. That's crazy.
Hot as fuck. I picked that shit up, bro. I dropped that shit right on the ground, bro. Shit felt like I picked up something off the stove.
First, someone said IGN asked Nintendo of America president Doug Bowser about GameCube coming to Nintendo Switch Online on the Switch 2. We know the GameCube has a lot of fans, and we're happy to deliver. When asked if Super Smash Bros. Melee would be coming, he replied, he said, I'm going to kill you.
The Smash community has like beef with them, apparently, because they all play Melee, and they really want them to stop playing Melee so they could play the new game.
Bro, Nintendo was the meme. Bugging. I don't think it was last. I think it was a year before. They were like taking down hella Smash tournaments, bro. Nintendo be on some
bullshit. What?
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah. When I was playing Smash hella, when we were doing the tournaments and shit, bro, there were tournaments across the fucking nation, like big ass Smash
for Ultimate.
Yeah, for Ultimate and for
Melee. Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, and they were taking them down because people were like making money off of it. So Nintendo had to like go through this whole process of like allowing it to happen and shit. Cause they didn't care at all for years. Didn't say shit. And then all of a sudden they just started caring. It was a
scumbags, bro. Scumbags. Dude,
oh my gosh.
It was a big ass issue.
Though. That is so crazy.
That's insane. So crazy. Instead of getting the free advertisement of communities coming together to play your fucking game, getting it more out there. They shut it down. Like, we need some more money. We need some of that money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Crabass system.
Yeah. It was crazy. I forgot how long ago. It was within the last like 4 years or so.
That's wild. That's fucked. Yeah.
A Steam Deck is $399 with 256 gigabytes LCD.
And unlimited games because of Steam.
Yeah.
Built-in operating system. Like Nintendo could afford to do that. They could afford to give us OLED right now. They don't have to give us a Switch 2 OLED in 3 years. They could afford to do that now. They could afford to give us better camera quality. They could afford to not charge us fucking 90. Like
they could give us iPhone quality.
$1 billion corporation, bro. I don't
This is the greed that they talk about in the Bible, my boy.
Quite literally.
This is exactly what they're talking about, bro.
It makes me think twice about wanting to get it now.
Someone take the over under on Nintendo's net worth. I'll tell you if you're right.
I feel like short term, this works.
Net worth?
Like this.
Yeah. Someone
$3 billion.
$400 billion.
Okay. Okay. I'll say the over $1 billion.
Okay.
Over $1 billion.
I'm going $50 billion.
Over under. Over 50 or under 50?
Over 50.
Terry?
Bro, think about it, Will.
If that shit is over around 50.
Jeff Bezos himself, like a couple years ago, had 100 billion himself. Elon Musk has 400 billion, bro. This company has at least 100 billion.
300 billion. No, over 200 billion. I changed my answer. Over 200.
They got like 100.
I'd say about 100 billion. I'll say about 100 billion.
You're leaning out again, Terry.
Oh, my phone.
Final answer.
It's like my last two spot right there.
Over 200. Over 200 is mine.
Final answer?
Yep.
Yeah.
As of April 11, 2025, Nintendo's net worth is approximately 80.99.
Okay, I was right. Over 50.
80.99.
Close to 100.
Right, shit. That is still nuts, bro. What? You can end world hunger.
You're telling me they can't afford to up the ante on this console?
And I know they're not paying their employees that well.
And that's what I was getting to, bro. Like, it's short term. Yes, they will make money. They will get these sales that they want, like statistically for sure, short term. But long term, if they just become beloved, I don't think companies understand. Like, if you just do the right thing, right? Like, make your games price well, give your employees money, and make sure the game is doing good. Niggas will buy everything you do. Anything you do, niggas will just be like, oh, that's Nintendo. We got to buy that. Instead, it's like they're forcing us to be exclusive. They're forcing us to love them. They're forcing us to pay all this money for all this shit that's quite literally not worth the prices that they have.
Quite literally.
Good games, but not worth what Nintendo does. It's so insane.
I thought that the Switch was the best-selling console of all time, but I think it's the PlayStation 2 still.
I don't get
it. No way.
PlayStation 2 went crazy, bro. First console to have online, right?
160 million units worldwide. No, I think
Xbox.
It was Xbox?
Xbox. Yeah,
Xbox and the PlayStation 3. I don't know if... Wait, did the Xbox 360 come out before the PlayStation 3?
Came out around the same time.
Like, right at
the same time. They came out around the same time. I mean, PlayStation had 3, I'm pretty sure, had online, too, at that time.
Bro, they were ahead of the game with that free online, man.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't play it. I didn't. I think there was still a really good
option. Oh, why? Where did I see the Switch was the best selling console of all time? I thought it was, but no. The PlayStation 2 has sold over 160 million units worldwide.
Damn. But
the Switch and the DS are like right behind it.
DS went crazy.
Yeah,
DS came out in 2004, bro. Holy
damn! Shit. Wait, 2004? You're lying.
Yeah,
PlayStation 2.
No, the DS was out that early. How did I not have one until I swear? I guess OG DS, that makes sense. Like the clunky, chunky. The
PlayStation 2 came out in 2000. Holy shit!
That I am thinking of old, the newer.
All right, can we stop going back in the past, bro? I'm starting to feel old, bro.
No, it did not come out in 2000, bro.
What?
I don't think that can't be true, bro.
What?
There's no way.
It's definitely possible. What do you mean?
No.
Holy
way.
Shit, March 4th, 2000. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Nah.
PlayStation 1 came out in the 90s.
Our parents had it before. I mean, no, they probably got it around when we were like younger. Because I remember, sure, it was out, but I don't think we could get one like that. It wasn't like.
Oh, fuck. Bro, I know I'm old. I'm wearing a bonnet right now. I'm cozy, dude. That's
not
normal.
Holy
shit.
Not old because you're wearing a bonnet, bro.
Yo,
what?
Get this nigga out the chat, bro.
I'm an old soul, man. I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, man. I'm about to be saucy, man.
Bro said he's old because he's wearing a bonnet.
Chat, don't get seasick.
I look like a grandma right now.
Chat, don't get seasick, man. Sheesh, I'm getting there. I'm getting
He finally spinning, chat. He finally spinning. It took him, you know, like
a couple
a month.
Weeks. Bro, nah.
Took him a month.
I gotta say it. You know.
Yeah,
we Tarzan out here and shit.
I'm rocking the Easy E look, man. You feel me?
No, hey. Watch out for them Cali shorties, man. That's all I'm gonna say, dog.
Take a bet right now on how much GTA 6 is gonna be.
I'm gonna say $120.
I say $4 million.
They might. I think they're gonna go 70. In my heart of hearts, I'm hoping, I'm coping that they'll go 70, if not 80. But I don't think they go above 90.
You see the jiggle physics, bro?
Actually, they might. They might. They might. If they're smart, they won't go over. They won't go over 80. They'll be like right at 80 or some shit.
Rockstar.
But if it's Rockstar, so I'm gonna guess they'll be at 100 max. I think outside of like dropping like a pack, like a early release pack or whatever the hell they might do. Where it's
I'm
like
saying 120, bro. And they're gonna make you pay to play that shit like online consistently.
I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they'll do that.
Nintendo just gave them the green light to do whatever the fuck they want.
Because it was Ubisoft that said that shit. I don't think they're gonna make Rockstar is gonna do the online.
Bro, GTA 5 has been rocking since what, 2013?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think they'll make you pay for online for this. I hope not. If they do that, bro, they lose so many people. I mean, people are gonna buy it for sure, but they lose people that would have been playing. Cause I would guarantee they would make more off niggas just playing the game, like they made regular shit, and then you buy costumes, you buy outfits, cause you had to buy packs to get those heists and stuff, didn't you? You had to pay for
DLC.
I
think those are free.
Those are free.
Yeah,
who knows? I think they'd make more money that way.
You had to buy on GTA Online was like money cards and shit.
Yeah,
who knows? You could be right. Who knows? I could see that happening because they could make money off that, and they could justify that supporting the DLC that they dropped for
online. Yeah, especially if they've been working on this game for so long too.
That they think it's gonna be between 80 and 90 for the past like.
I think 80, 90 is where it's gonna be.
Yeah, Nintendo beat him to it, so Rockstar's gonna be like, I can do you one better.
100
The thing is though,
maybe 100, maybe, and then like deluxe will be 110.
We know that GTA 6 is gonna be like that game, at least from what the leaks have been saying and shit like that. These other companies like COD, Assassin's Creed, 2K, all that shit, they better not go over 70. Shit, they shouldn't be.
You say this, and they will. With inflation and shit, it will.
They will, but they shouldn't because they're not worth that.
Niggas said they shouldn't get to 70, and look where we're at. Niggas still buying the games. That's the problem. We don't know how to boycott shit when we don't. We want it now.
We gotta play the game, man. It's time to play the game.
Hear me out, bro.
YouTubers and streamers are gonna be all over it, and it's gonna be like a whole thing.
It's the process, Terry.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you though, if we boycott it, bro, like because Pokemon doesn't come out on release, right? You boycott that shit. Imagine all of US just didn't buy the shit. We didn't buy it.
They're
we didn't
not
buy
gonna
the games,
care.
Bro.
I don't think they're
no,
gonna
no.
Care.
If the entire market didn't and we actually boycotted, they would care.
If you're talking strictly the US, I don't think they care. If you're talking like worldwide,
worldwide too. There's a lot of countries that get hoed from pricing on games, like bad, like Australia gets it.
I mean, let's be real. How many people on earth with the greed that in mindset that they have in this world that are do you think they're going to actually boycott it?
They're not.
Yeah.
Like, I really
enough
like
of us could. That's what I'm saying.
Enough of us 100%
this
could.
Is why
you're
revolution
right.
doesn't happen no more. Niggas don't enough think shit us would happen. It would. I promise you it would. I promise. There would be like that
revolution
few.
Revolution is different.
No, there'd be that few thousand that don't. I would.
I think you should put out a Patreon see.
See, like, that I don't think would happen. I don't think I could get a Patreon going in that time, not being popular either.
Listen, bro, it was Rockstar/Take-Two CEO that suggested the game should be priced per hour played.
That's crazy.
That's
fucking wild.
So it's pay as you play.
I get that's paid hourly on the job, and then I want to go home, play the game, and you're charging me hourly to play the game?
It. Real money?
I wouldn't buy it.
Real money?
God, I'm not buying that game.
This is something. This is an excerpt from like 2023, like fall of 2023. So it's been like a year and a half since they said that shit.
If obviously. Imagine having you have an actual job in that game. I mean, a lot of people probably would do it though.
That might
if
be
you if you get actual money, niggas are quitting their jobs.
We would literally be walking in the footsteps of Ready Player One, where niggas were paying to play those games, and like, I would hate that, bro. I would hate that. I wouldn't play.
But the problem is if that becomes like like an actual absolute source of income that you could live off that, because that's what they were doing in Ready Player One. They weren't going to work. They were literally just making money in the game by doing quests and all that shit. GTA 6 is about to be that same way. It's about to put hella niggas on the map. You're about to be seeing hella streamers we know now, new streamers popping up, shit, us. Like, you're about to be seeing hella people because GTA 6 is about to be immersive as shit, bro.
Yeah. I just hope they don't make it way too realistic. You kind of would hate to play a video game that gets anywhere close to being like The Sims.
I don't think
no offense to anybody that plays The Sims, but
I don't think it'd hit that level.
You're kind of weird.
Gaming is about to be in a weird spot for the next. Like, these next 5 years are going to be really weird.
It's going to be rough, bro. It's going to be so tough, bro.
Because they're not even dropping anything about GTA 6. They said they want to keep everything tucked until like a month or so before release. They want to keep building.
They're gonna bullshit us. Watch, and then they're gonna be like, oh well, it's part of the game.
I'm not
buying it because it's gonna release in a month.
I'll leave the video to y'all because I wouldn't buy it. Fuck no.
My homie's 100% getting it, without a doubt.
Oh, I've played these games before.
My homie, I was with my homie.
Literally, Tyler, that's me, and I'm not buying that shit. I don't care.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, bro.
I was chilling with this nigga, bro, and he was like, bro, he don't even game for real. And he was like, I'm going to come out of retirement for GTA 6. I don't give a fuck if that shit is 100.
All right.
Nah, I think my friend Ian, bro.
He was like, I'm buying that shit, bro.
He's like, I'm buying that shit. Bro, GTA is like, it's literally appeals to every demographic.
Unfortunately, I've heard the same thing. I think Justin even said that. She said he wouldn't give a fuck. He's buying that game. So,
like, that's the homie I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
He's getting that shit, bro. You know he is.
That's the sad reality we live in. There's gonna be the
wake up to reality
that will buy FOMO, it regardless.
Niggas have fear of missing out on shit. It's literally FOMO. It's the same shit with the Nintendo situation, the same shit with GTA. And then, like I said, we'll see how everything looks, Pat. Like, post-Nintendo launch and post-GTA launch, we're going to see everything change. Because if the sales numbers come out the first couple months and these games and these consoles are doing immaculate numbers, these other companies are going to think, oh, they want to play 2K. They play 2K no matter what the fuck we do. So we're going to drop 2K for $80, $90. Not the Jordan edition, not the LeBron edition.
You're talking about standard.
And for the same game every year, bro. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh.
That's what we need to do, bro. We just need to make one good game that people love and just copy and paste that shit next
just
year.
Just updated roster. New roster out, they got the rookies. Put them niggas in the game. And we'll have our Hall of Fame.
Add a little more sweat glands, man. Yeah, we're good.
A lot of these companies should follow what Minecraft and Fortnite does, because we're probably not going to get a Fortnite 2. I saw we're not getting a Minecraft 2. They're just going to continuously update regular Minecraft for like the next 10 years.
Yeah, no. Minecraft, what it is now, is
I don't think that games need to follow exactly that. I think it just needs to be like,
it depends on the type of game, in my opinion.
Yeah, type of game, obviously. But if you're going to continue your game series, just do... I'm a Monster Hunter Glazer, nigga, but every game is different. Like, no game plays the exact same. They all have something new, different, that might entice new people. Do that with... If you're going to make COD 6, don't give us the same shit over again, right? Innovate, bro. Change some shit, and then see how that shit. Bro, I don't understand.
Give us a game.
How is that
call
crazy?
Call it Call of Duty or whatever, but just continuously just give it quality of life adjustments. Put all the different weapons.
No,
all
bro,
different
no, they'll get lazy. They will get lazy, and we'll be stuck on the same engines too.
We have we have so many split fan bases in every type of game that
want. Can we pause really quick? I gotta use the bathroom.
I'm so down. I gotta go too.
We can continue. Okay.
Y'all gonna continue? Okay, give me.
Y'all could go use the restroom. Go ahead.
Go ahead. But it, like a lot of these fan bases, like with Monster Hunter, with COD, with 2K, with everything, they want. Oh, I want to have shit like the OG days, or I want to have new shit, or I want to have in between. Like a lot of these, like that's what Fortnite did. That's what Fortnite.
I mean, doing. But you're not gonna get. You're not going to please everyone. There's people that probably hated Fortnite. Like, what is this battle royale shit? Like, there's going to be someone that hates your game regardless. But look at Monster Hunter. And the reason I say if you make a game like that and get stuck, then they're being lazy. It's like, wow, they're being lazy. They have the old ass engine. They don't want to update because that's a lot of manpower. It takes a lot of work to do that. But because they keep adding on, they're just like, well, we're just going to add on with the same tools that we have, and we're just gonna make new shit in the same old way, and it gets old, repetitive. Like Monster Hunter, they changed the engine with RE Engine after Resident Evil and all that shit. So this is the smoothest Monster Hunter's ever been, ever. Like get up animations, swinging and the weapons and shit like that. But when I say follow those footsteps, I mean like, they try to change and innovate. Sure, it's the same formula, but that's just because it's Monster Hunter. If you do in your game, like if it was like Breath of the Wild 3, which I don't even know if we would want that. People probably would. There's a market there. You change, innovate. Zelda changed. They changed the entire game. Like how you would. Elden Ring. Every Souls game. Sure, it's the same kind of formula, but the games are different. They add shit in. Maybe things are different. It's the innovation part. Like games like COD, they get lazy and they just give you the same shit. Sometimes worse, and they won't change it.
In a perfect world, though, like if we have like a COD that you just pay one time and they just continuously update, you can play whatever weapon you want, whatever era you want. Like, because that's what they were trying to do with the last Battlefield. They were trying to do that with Battlefield 2040, whatever it's called. And They had the futuristic Battlefield. They had the old school. They had like the server system where you could play game modes from like the span of the life of Battlefield, like different game modes. And like it flopped because mechanically it just wasn't a good game. It just wasn't polished at all. That's but like what I mean. That type of idea is like for like games like COD, games like 2K. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like games like story driven games like FromSoft and Zelda, it's not going to work. People want sequels and shit. But like general games like that, like Fortnite did it good. Fortnite updated and then they put in legacy aspects to it so that people, if you want to do no builds, you do no builds. If you want to play with builds, you can play with builds. If you want to do fucking Lego Fortnite, you can go play Lego Fortnite.
Bro, you can play Guitar Hero on that bitch now.
They have so many different avenues. Roblox, for example, too. Like, there's so many different avenues you can go down with these games.
I would say you're more advocating for like a server type than it'd be on some like when SAO at the end of season one when they did the World Tree shit where it was just one server that had the SAO like framework that engine. It was the SAO engine, but you can make whatever game in it, like how you're talking about Fortnite. I think that would be cool, but like we would need an engine that's good enough that you could swap between different games. Because Fortnite is cool, but no one's gonna play. Like no one really plays that Lego Minecraft that much to be like to advocate for a Call of Duty version of that. Because like, what are you gonna do outside of Call of Duty within Call of Duty, other than the older servers
like,
and shit?
Call of Duty wise, you would just prioritize like different guns from different eras, different maps from different eras. If you want to do Black Ops 3
type. That gets super stale really fast, though.
But if you have different type of errors, you have different type of movement options, different types of everything. Because that's
a lot of band work, though. That's a lot of shit to do.
People want boots on the ground. People want jetpacks. People want slide cancels. People want battle royale. Like, people don't know what they want with COD, and that's why COD is dying and has been dying forever. So, but I don't know. Like with what they're doing with Mario Kart World, it's kind of like reminding me of that too. Because you can literally, like, they have the OG feel with it and they also have the open world feel with it. They're doing like a mix of different things with it. So don't know how I feel about the Grand Prix though. I saw that you have to like drive from like
that's kind of weird.
After we finish a map, you drive to the next map and you race getting there, and then like when you get to the city, it's only one lap. So it's like a straight line pretty much to the next city. You're on like a highway.
It's like swapping maps in Monster Hunter. Just go through the big ass trail.
Yeah. And it's no like really no curves, no difficulty. It's just, and it's like 20 plus racers now too. So it's about to be chaotic as shit.
What was that? I seen that. I was like, yo, 20 plus motherfuckers can play at once, bro.
That's OD. Cool. They should have did like 16 though. Max, if anything, if I'm being real.
Like, we're gonna be like, those bumper cars at this racing, point. Bro.
Because the thing with Mario Kart,
they can make the lanes huge though. They can make them bigger, if anything.
The further back you are in terms of like the hierarchy during the race, the better items you get. So, where does that threshold start? Does it start like place 15 below? Does it start 20 and below? Because like, I don't know.
I'd hope 15. Not gonna lie. No. Because if everybody. Bottom 10 was getting all the good items or just fucking everything up, bro, you'd be stuck. I hate getting stuck in the middle of the pack. That game is so ruthless.
Because it's so hectic. It just hits you for no reason, bro. It ain't for no reason, bro. They trying to win, bro.
Oh, man. Oh yeah.
I don't know.
They're coming out with a Metroid also.
Yeah,
it's Metroid Prime 4 Beyond or some shit.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're doing good work, bro. The only thing, it's just a big ass asterisk. You see the Switch 2, and then you just see a big ass asterisk right above it. Everything is so good besides just this one thing. It's just like, I'll let the camera quality slide. I'll let all that shit slide. I'm not even going to be using fucking Discord, Nintendo chat like that. But like,
nah, everything else be in accord.
Literally.
Yeah, bro. We just have Discord, so I'm like, I don't fucking care about that shit. Everything about the Switch is great, but it's just the price of the games. It's literally it. That's literally it. You could have went the $70 route.
Only one out of four.
Also, 200. Only 200 gigs. I granted, it's better. It's better than Xbox and PlayStation on release. Four and S. Cause what you had like 50, you had like 50 on base Xbox. That shit was ass for Xbox One. Yeah, it was like 50. You didn't even have 100, so you could have like two games.
Bro,
they hated y'all.
Stingy as hell with the storage, bro.
Stingy.
They hated y'all.
I could be wrong. It could have been like 100. Cause I feel like 50. I don't even know if that's enough for Call of Duty nowadays. Like Call
of Duty's like 100. Not even close.
Dude, yeah, if you want everything with COD,
it's like 100 plus gigs now.
Yeah, it's OD, bro. Warzone by itself is like 120 something.
Yeah, so it's like 300 altogether with COD, like the base game, and then having Warzone also.
You have the campaign, you have the multiplayer. It's
imagine that's what you're advocating for, bro. You know how big the games would be if they had all of everything. I think it's cool. We just need a system and something that can hold all of that shit. And it had to be like a one server. It had to be on some SAO shit where it was like a server. But then from that server, you got, it'd be like Roblox, essentially.
I'm thinking
we need a game that like works like Roblox, where you can build a game within the Roblox engine, which is for some reason, so good. I don't know how they did it.
Persona on Switch 2 was about to be so gas too, bro. Fuck.
Yeah, chat.
You said what is
the green mask? Yeah, we're cooked. The green mask is talking to you, nigga. Can Spider-Man come out and play? But it's the Switch holding.
We're getting the Persona 4 remake, bro. I can already see that shit being dope as fuck. On the Switch?
Damn.
I think I'm going to get a Steam Deck. I'm going to get a Steam Deck in retaliation, I think. Because I'm imagining playing Monster Hunter laying down now on a good little console controller thing. I'm just
chilling. This dude.
I think I'm going to get a Steam
Deck. Monster Hunter laying down, man.
I'm just gaming, bro.
I definitely want a Steam Deck.
I'm so sick right now.
I wish you can separate the controllers from the Steam Deck.
They could innovate. Like, if games, Switch. If the games needed.
Yeah, I know, right?
Switch. Yeah. My Switch.
Like, fuck, dude. My Switch, I want to play like Bloodborne. Or like Elden Ring. You can't play Elden Ring on the Switch.
No. Soon. Soon. Switch 2.
Shit.
Imagine you could use the Joy-Con and swing the sword.
That would be so fire. Ting, ting. Bro, niggas would be spazzing in Elden Ring.
Because you have the joystick, so you could like move while swinging the shit. Like,
yeah.
Kind of tough. You block, you parry, you just put the other one up. That'd be kind of tough.
That would be funny. That would make for some great content. I'm not
really. Yeah. Have you seen the motion capture gamers? Well, they'll be streaming.
Yeah.
They did it with Sparking. Nigga was just spamming command. That shit was funny.
Oh shit. I would too, nigga.
Oh man, I feel like we've talked about everything at this point. It's just obviously I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say about this. You as consumers, we have the right to be upset. Like, yes, we're still gonna purchase shit, but we still have the right to complain. So for people that are like, bro,
stop complaining, bro. We needed
like,
this.
No, niggas were fucking complaining when the fucking Xbox Series and the PlayStation 5 prices dropped, and niggas were fucking mad about that shit. And we all still fucking bought them shits. Niggas were fucking mad. Bro, like that's what I'm saying.
Ate them
like,
shits up too, boy. I'm not gonna buy the PlayStation's overpriced. Niggas waiting on all them websites waiting for the
price.
Yeah, it took like 3 years before you could really buy a PS5. Oh my
God. I got mine 2 months after a drop for $200. Some are like I got rich parents. Bro, the story behind it is so crazy, bro. Their son had like a PC, but he had like a nice ass PC. So they were like, we bought him this for no reason. So we were just trying to give it away. Insane. I think anybody and everybody that's seen it on Facebook Marketplace was like, this is a scam, bro. This is a scam. Me, I was like, fuck it, we ball. So I went and I checked it out and they were like, meet at the police station. When they said that, I was like, say less. Because they were just like, all right, we're not trying to get robbed. We're not trying to fuck you over none of that. So I went to the police station to meet up with them there, and yeah, it was legit. It was like a little old couple. They were like, "Hello, young man," and they just had it like perfectly packaged in their trunk, bro. And I looked at it, I'm like, "Which one of y'all is gonna stab me, bro?" For like,
nah, $200. That's crazy. That's
for $200,
I was like, "Yeah, and that's early too, bro."
Yeah. I met a nigga at the Citadel Mall to buy 2 PlayStation 5s. I overpaid for that shit.
I wasn't trying to. I seen StockX. It was like 800, some of 1,000. I said, nah, nigga, I'm not buying nothing. Because you couldn't find it anywhere. So niggas were looking literally everywhere for them.
Right, it was like right at the end of quarantine, though. It was like right when my quarantine ended and them shits dropped.
So, I was not trying to pay on it.
I don't know. We just gonna have to wait and see, man. We just gonna have to wait and see. That's all I got for it, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm tired of talking about these fuck niggas.
Man, fuck Nintendo.
I'm good.
And then, you gonna see us playing Pokemon in like 4 months.
Oh, yeah, no, badass.
Video.
MLZ is so good, bro. The Switch 2 is so good.
Our faces on the thumbnail. Is Switch 2 really this good? We're playing Mario Kart.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked, guys. It's over. It's wrapped.
We were wrong.
Put the fries in the bag.
No, it was good. This was a good venting session, man. This was good. But
we call this venting.
We're gonna see what these tariffs looking like, man. USA. USA.
USA. USA.
Hey, that's 125% on your bitch ass,
bro. If I have to pay $600 for a Switch 2,
not
bro,
buying I might, it. Don't buy it.
I might actually crash the fuck out inside of a Best
Buy. If you buy it, I will personally fly to Colorado and slap you in the face.
If you buy it, Will, I will just come over to your house and just play whatever game I want to play, bro. I'm not even going to play.
You just buy the game? That's so smart.
Yeah, bro.
If I buy a Switch and no one else has a Switch, I'm gatekeeping the fuck.
Wow. No, true.
Coming to the crib.
True hater, bro.
Niggas are coming to the crib.
Niggas, I'm going to charge niggas per fucking minute to play my Switch.
All for the buy for the minute.
I'm making all the money back on my
all you gotta do, Tyler, get it, buy your own controller, get the game yourself.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's like, nigga, what's up?
Nah, next time he has all of us over, bro, I'm just gonna rob him, bro. He's not gonna see it coming, bro. I'm gonna hit the biggest lick on this fucker and he's not gonna
know. Could you imagine actually somebody stealing your Switch, bro? Like, imagine, like, in real time, imagine somebody stealing your Switch too, nigga. I swear to God, I would lose my mind.
Yeah,
I would
actually so want to kill
you catch somebody, the mid bro. Stealing. You're like, why my Switch, bro? He said, nigga, you seen the prices? Yeah.
Nigga,
that is Crash Out.
I'm going straight Homelander. I swear to God, I'm going straight Homelander.
That's Crash Out.
It's like the only thing in your house that gets stolen is that, and that's it.
Yeah.
My son doesn't even know the Switch 2 exists yet. And I want to keep it
Don't tell him, bro.
As long as possible.
As long as possible.
That's real, bro.
He doesn't know about the new Mario Kart. He doesn't know about any of that shit yet.
Oh,
if Adonis sees Mario Kart World, bro, he's probably going to start having a fucking, like...
He's going to tweak.
Out. Watch out.
He's going to be watching this video right now. He's like, what did he say?
Go Switch 2.
Mario Kart World, what?
I'm keeping my keeping him distracted while I'm trying to plot how I'm gonna get this shit, bro. We might have to pull off a heist at this point. I ain't gonna
some GTA facts. Shit.
Should we rob them, bro? Should we rob a store?
Hit GameStop altogether.
I say we hit GameStop to be honest.
Man, I wouldn't be against it.
I don't be seeing anyone go to GameStop anymore. I feel like we could just hit them.
Real as fuck, honestly.
We just got to go up in there, put our Switches in the box, and then put the Switch 2, take it out, put our Switch 1s in there, seal it back up. Nigga buys a Switch 2.
It's a whole Mission Impossible episode, man.
Bro, they would be so sick if they bought the Switch 2 just to open it and see a used Switch 1.
Oh, nigga.
They would crash the hell out. Because you're not going to be able to go back and be like, bro, what is this? There's a Switch 1 here. They're going to be like, nah, bro, you put that
and
in.
My shit got joystick too, fuck, nigga.
Hell no. Oh, hell no.
Nah. Oh, my God. Nigga, you better check the motherfucker immediately.
Imagine you leave your profile on that bitch too. They open up. They're like, who the fuck is Nappy?
Nappy. Oh, hell no.
Snick drifting all is crazy work, bro.
That's something you would see in a movie, bro. A little sitcom or some shit, bro. That is comedy.
Bro, I got to do something, bro. I got to eat out here, man.
Oh, God.
If I buy a Switch, I'm not paying rent that month, bro. What the fuck?
Because you got to buy the games. You got to get the accessories. Yep.
Bro.
That's valid.
We be with the homies way too often, bro. I'm gonna need at least 4 Joy-Cons because the old one's not gonna fucking work on this shit, bro.
Did you see the GameCube controller only works? I think you did send it to the chat. It only works with GameCube games. Insane.
Which is crazy. Crazy. They said, yeah, we're gonna give this to you guys, but only limited.
Yes, pro controller. Niggas that want the GameCube controller, they're like, I gotta buy the GameCube.
Gotta buy a Pro controller and a GameCube controller and Joy-Cons.
All $70 purchases too, by the way.
Negative.
Bro, I'm walking out the store with like $800 worth of shit.
A game a year.
We are at an hour 18, so if you want to end it, we should, because we could probably continue talking for another hour.
It felt like 2 hours, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Long story short, Nintendo could suck my dick unless they change their prices. Catch me at Best Buy buying a Switch in the next couple months.
That's crazy.
You are the problem. Just contradicted myself like shit. Now we'll see what happens, man. We'll see with what Trump gotta do. Hopefully that nigga look out for us, man. Look out for the little guy. Final thoughts, man. We appreciate every single one of y'all continuing to rock with us, man. It wouldn't be possible without y'all. Do y'all got any last thoughts, questions, concerns, outbursts?
Drink more water.
Hey, Mr. Fantastic got buff, butt nigga. Yeah. That's my ender. Fo. Play the song.